It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. Ruth Epstein, what is going on out there?
Well, today, I hope people are going to the polls. Today is the vote on the Region 1 Board of Education budget, and the polls are open from noon to 8 p.m. This year's budget is $17.6 million, and it includes some debt service and costs for the renovation that's going to be going on at the high school this summer. They're going to be redoing the cafeteria and the auditorium, well needed on this building that's gorgeous but over 80 years old. The budgets are being voted on in all six towns in their town halls, and I would hope let's try and make this a better showing than in past years. We're talking $17 million. People should get out there and at least express their vote. And, you know, it's a big chunk, and it's a big part of the taxpayers' money.
And are the other towns voting on the budgets as well?
All towns, all six towns.
Okay. No. I know for the school budget, but the town budgets, that's not part of it, is it?
No.
Okay.
This is just Region 1, and it's a machine vote at town halls. So the other votes are going around through all the towns for their budget hearings. But this money is really part of the budget hearing. So when you're voting on part of the budgets that you're voting on in your towns, and I'm not sure people always understand that, but the town budgets are made up of the municipal, which is the selectmen's budgets, and the school budgets. And, of course, the school budget is in part of Region 1 is part of those local school budget votes. And people, I'm not sure, understand that. So if this vote goes in, it goes positive, then today, then there's no turning back. It's part of every town budget. So people should understand that.
Well, and I think it's also good to note that when the towns go, unless it's called otherwise, they voted a town meeting, not a referendum. Because sometimes I think people miss that the referendum for Region 1 is a built-in automatic. That is a given until the law changes.
That is correct. You're absolutely right. And all the others are either voice or hand or paper ballot votes, depending on the town and the issues. But you're right, Mike. Was a good week for celebrating spring. We had the Kent Spring Fest here on Saturday. Town was, thankfully, the weather held out and the town was packed. There were activities all over, and then part of that was a sip and stroll. People could go from all the businesses, and if they signed up and get samplings of drinks and things, there were kids' things. There were all kinds of booths set up downtown, art shows, food, discounts at stores, and this was a Chamber of Commerce event, first of its kind, and I'm guessing it might be the first annual because it was so successful. Speaking of spring, Canaan will be doing its spring fling on May 18th. They, too, are going to have all kinds of activities and vendor sales. So May is celebrating spring here in the northwest corner. And the Sharon Classic Road Race took place on Saturday. That's always a big draw. That is for the benefit of the Sharon Daycare Center. It used to be held downtown on the green, and the course went through the town and out. Now it's held at Veterans Fields, and it still, of course, does go out and around. It's a five-mile course. This year it was dedicated in memory to Jan Dudek, who was a longtime teacher and a beloved longtime teacher at the daycare center, and so it was lovely that it was. She passed away this past year, and it was a very nice. Her family came here from out of town, and her friends put up a beautiful display. So, and the runners, the winners, one and two, are brother and sister. They from Wallingford, the Fanglers, they've in many local races. Brother came in number one and sister number two. Kind of fun. The most poignant, I think, event of the week was the Troutbeck Symposium. Troutbeck is a resort over in Amenia that has a lot of historical significance. It was the site of many early NAACP meetings, and a lot of black activists and white activists met there for a lot of conferences, the Amenia Conference of 1916, and there was one in 1933, brought all kinds of dignitaries to talk about racial equality. The owners of the Troutbeck, the Spingarns at that time, were very active civically and hosted these meetings. So schools from around the area, including Housatonic, Cornwall Consolidated, North Canaan Elementary, Salisbury Central, and many other schools in the area participate. The kids do projects, fantastic projects, just amazingly so. And they research and they present all these videos and art pieces, and it's just so enlightening and so warm. And this is the third year I think it's been done, and draws a big crowd of kids and other people, and you come away really feeling, boy, these kids, you know, we have a good group of young people that are coming up informed, and it's very enlightening and very exciting. And nice to see. Also, we're still, as Michael was talking about, there are hearings and town votes on budgets. Everybody's doing it this time of year. You have to get your budgets in. So the tax bills, you have to set your mill rate so the tax bills can go out for the July 1. So everybody is holding hearings, and Kent had its hearing on Friday night, and there was some few questions, not too much. The Falls Village hearing will be this coming Friday. The Sharon town meeting, because they've already had their hearing, is also this Friday.
So that's the 10th?
10th, May 10th. Salisbury vote is this Wednesday. That's the 8th. Yep. And there's have to catch up on the others, but most of them are had their hearings already. Canaan is having its hearing coming up on the 15th, and people should stay, you know, check out their town websites if they want to participate. Hearings are really the most important, because that's where you can talk up your comments and maybe influence changes once.
I think that has become so basically everything needs a restart, in my opinion, because hearings got to the point where people didn't feel heard at the hearings, so they went home and grumbled, and the vote went on, and you know, just in general. So
yeah,
like, everyone needs to kind of stand up, brush themselves off, and get back to town government if it's going to work that way.
Right.
Which means you got to show up. But
you got to show up, and you can't complain in the supermarket aisles. You have to go there and state your opinions. And then, because once you get to a vote, you cannot increase a budget. You can only decrease it. So if you want something.
But when you get right back down to it, how many people showed up at the Region 1 hearing?
Oh.
Exactly. So
yeah. Nominal.
Yeah.
Nominal.
If. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the audience. I'm just saying. Hello, audience. So, I got to say it, Ruth. You didn't have to.
Okay.
Okay.
We also this week had the National Day of Prayer. There were ceremonies and observances in all the towns. I went to the one in Salisbury, which was very well attended, and people from all walks of life are asked to say a prayer for various entities, government, teachers, artists, and clergy, and so forth. And as I say, very well attended, and they were in all of the towns. This is a nationally proclaimed day, so I'm sure it was done all over the country. Okay, looking ahead, this Saturday we have the open house at the New Health Center in Canaan from 10 to 1. People are invited to come. They've been watching this building going up for the last year or more, and so now they get to see it. So that's an Saturday from 10 to 1 on East Main Street in Canaan. As you know, that's going to be staffed by medical personnel, and they also have health centers that they're putting in three of the local schools. This is all part of the Community Health and Wellness from Torrington that is a federally qualified health center. So people of with all means can get their health care there. So, but come and see what it looks like. It's really nice. Also on Saturday at 10:30 in Cornwall, there's a ribbon cutting for the Little Guild. They are starting their building new building project. That building on Sharon Goshen Road that they've been on forever which was never it was built as a house, not as a panel, is going to be torn down, and the new facility will be built on somewhere on that site. And so they're going to have a ceremonial ribbon cutting on Saturday at 10:30. And meanwhile, the temporary quarters for Little Guild will be at Foot Field. They have some trailers set up, and that's where they'll be while the construction is going on. As we know, Little Guild is a very, very popular animal shelter for dogs and cats, and they're you know, very much a no-kill shelter. Which you talk to anybody around here, they've adopted their dog or cat pretty much from the Little Guild. As I said, okay, the Falls Village hearing is this May 10th. Sharon vote is May 10th, and Salisbury is Wednesday. Yesterday we had Salisbury Board of Selectmen meeting, Canaan Board of Selectmen meeting, and the Region 1 Board of Ed, first Monday of the month, and I will be catching up on that and reporting to you. Tonight is the Cornwall Board of Selectmen meeting, first of the month. Looking ahead, a few things. We have the Hotchkiss Library Gala, and they're holding it this year at the home of the Quellas on Sharon Mountain. It's going to be a gala and an auction to raise this raises money, obviously, for the Hotchkiss Library. And I think that is about it.
So, not a bad it. I think you used all your time. That's pretty good.
I never know. Michael is there clocking me.
He would let us know, but I think you're just coming in perfect. All right.
Okay.
So, once again, if you are interested, you should involve yourself.
And
those are my parting words.
And mine are go vote today.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Yours were clearer. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. This week's edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth.